Famous song, which can only mean one thing, and that is Kerry Crowley is coming up, and of the Bay Area News Group, even though he is on furlough right now. Kerry, how are you?
I'm hanging in there, Marty. How are you doing now that the temperature is really heating up down there in Arizona?
Oh, have you noticed? Okay.
Just a little bit. I keep tabs on you from far away.
It was so funny you said that. Thursday, it was 106.
Cool.
And it said it was 15 degrees above normal for that date. Now, today, I think 99 was the highest, and I think next week we're back into the high 90s. But it's interesting. I want to tell you, I've never been through this here. You know, I've had this house here since 2006, and I've been, you know, here in the winters. And, of course, as soon as spring training ends, I'm gone, and I'm up to the Bay Area. Well, this is the first time I've ever been here, you know, during this period of time. And it is, you know, I know they talk about baseball and all this kind of stuff here, but my goodness, how do I like it? It's very hot.
Doesn't it give you an appreciation for the Arizona Rookie League and all those kids who've just finished school, just finished a long high school season or a long college season, and they go to Arizona and they play games in July and August in 105-degree weather at night?
That's why you're a kid.
That's true.
That's why you're a kid, so you can do that. But, you know, talking ball with you this week, the draft has been in the news a lot, and I'm talking about the Major League Baseball draft, which is coming up, and it is going to be only five rounds. And then after that, I guess there'd be five more rounds perhaps, and you have to sign for $20,000 or you don't sign at all. There are going to be a lot of kids who are going to want to go to college. But maybe who knows if college is going to be in session. This is very unsettling if you're a college junior or if you're a high school kid getting ready to go into the pros. What do you think about all this?
Just really disappointing news all around. I really struggled to think of who benefits from something like this. And I have to think it's maybe 15 to 20 of the owners who pushed for it. And knowing the Giants and knowing their situation, I can't imagine that they were one of the teams that were forcefully pushing to reduce the draft, because this is a team with deep pockets. It's a team that really needs to replenish its farm system. And now they are fortunate that they'll have those compensatory selections from Madison Bumgarner and Will Smith signing elsewhere, so they'll have a few more opportunities to pick up marquee talent. But, you know, you just think of all the great players who have come through and all the great stories that they've had in the low rounds of the draft. Just last year, Kevin Pillar, 31st round draft pick, was the Giants' Willie Mack Award winner. And there are so many kids who will be denied that opportunity. And I just think it's bad for baseball to restrict access to the game like that, restrict opportunities. I know that we're in an unprecedented situation, but it was discouraging, disheartening to see that.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. You know, it's so reminiscent for me of what happened in World War II and the Korean War, where, you know, baseball careers were interrupted for four years, 5 years, 2 years. Willie Mays just had his birthday, 1952 and three. He was in the military during the Korean War, during that period of time. Whitey Ford was another one. So I guess, you know, there is precedent for having your careers interrupted. And that's kind of what we're dealing with now. But this is the first time that we've had the enemy within the country. In other words,
exactly.
You know, before, you know, the wars or whatever were fought somewhere else. But this is one that we're fighting within the country, which is really attacking everything. Baseball and all our institutions and everything that we stand for is being attacked internally. It's the first time we're doing it. So I guess in thinking about it, you know, this is so unprecedented that it is now here on our shores that unfortunately the baseball draft is going to be a victim of that, because you can't draft 50 players and pay them all if you don't have teams.
Yeah, it's interesting to think about the long-term ramifications of something like this, because, you know, there's obviously more kids going to college, more college seniors trying to return and get another year back if they're going to be forced in that $20,000 pool. I think that junior college programs will really benefit from this, and California has a robust junior college baseball system of kids who want to reclassify for the 2021 draft. But what about the high school seniors, the high school juniors, the high school sophomores who are at such pivotal levels of their development that will lose a year. I think we, you know, think about the major league players who are in their prime and say, okay, baseball is going to be without Mike Trout for this period of time. But for all these kids, you know, Mike Trout will play again. And you and I are optimistic, Marty, that there will be baseball in some form in 2020. I think about the youth leagues and growing the game in the future, because baseball has already struggled to, maintain interest in younger people. And so if they're not playing the sport, it's a lot harder to develop an appreciation for it.
Well, and I think the thing I said is the key is that this happened before, you know, and mm-hmm. if you were a high school junior in 1940 and, you know, all of a sudden December 7th of 1941, you know, you're a high school senior and now, you know, the war has started and you're not going to come back till 19. We just passed the date, the victory over over Europe in May of 1945. So that's it's just the way I hate to say it, the ball bounces for careers, and it's unfortunate, mm-hmm. but it's happened before.
And I really hope that baseball does emerge really strong coming out of this, that there's creativity, that there's obviously safety is first and foremost, but there are new ideas that are implemented if there is a season in 2021, because the more interest it can attract, the more hope that it can generate for young people who are looking for things to return back to normal, the better off baseball will be, and the better off all those kids will be who are looking for their next opportunity.
Yeah, it's a different world that they have grown up into than the world of coming out of the Depression and all of a mm-hmm. sudden into a war. It's we grew up in a different world, and that's why it's so unsettling to have to go through this internally within this country, because we've never had to fight something like that before. Hey, but you know, what do you think about, you know, you're close to this, you know, obviously I know you keep track of it, but the proposals are starting to solidify about, you know, the three divisions and, you know, the travel and could it be in the home ballparks? If it's not in California, can they use other ballparks in other states or perhaps spring training facilities? What do you think is going to happen if you had to make a prediction now?
If I had to make a prediction, I think that they would start in with the goal of playing in every team's home ballpark, and 30 teams, 30 home ballparks would be the goal, and then they would adjust if necessary. Let's say that travel isn't allowed to Canada and you can't have a team in Toronto, then maybe Toronto plays in Dunedin, where their spring training facility is in Florida, and you know, maybe you can't have games in New York, maybe those two teams go down to Florida. And for teams on the West Coast, let's say San Francisco is still heavily impacted, maybe the Giants play in Scottsdale. I'm not sure. And if you get enough teams who can't go to their home ballparks, maybe you do end up going down to those spring training facilities or finding enough neutral sites. But what we've seen this week in terms of, I know nothing official is out there, but in terms of the reports and the ideas for baseball in 2020, Marty, I've been encouraged by it, because it suggests that they're thinking about drawing up a new schedule and making baseball a reality and making the season happen in some form or another.
Yeah, they're talking about 80, maybe 80 games, mm-hmm. which is fine. And Barry Bloom wrote something this week as well for Forbes, sort of outlining the problems that could happen. But one thing that people have talked about, which I think makes a lot of sense, and that is you don't want to be playing baseball into November and December, simply because who knows what the health situation will be. There are predictions of a spike, of a resurgence of the coronavirus in the fall. So if you're baseball, I would think you'd want to end baseball before you get too deeply into the darker months, so to speak. Don't you agree with that?
I think that you definitely want the regular season done, and probably most of the postseason, particularly if it's an expanded postseason. But let's say you're dealing with two or four teams and you've got to play 2 weeks into November to do a proper five-game series or a seven-game series. I think you could do that. It may not be in home ballparks, but obviously so much of this is speculation at this point, both for Barry and anyone else thinking about baseball in October and November. But I do think that if there are fewer teams and fewer players involved, the likelihood that you could keep the postseason alive seems more realistic to me.
All right. All right. I think it should end in October. I think they should sculpt out a season that gets it done, and you get the playoffs at whatever levels and however they want to do it. And I can't even follow the formula. I get dizzy.
No, it's impossible to follow.
Really, I get dizzy trying to read yes. the formula as to how it would work. But I want it done by the middle to the latter part of October before more trouble could start. And I think that would be in baseball's best interest. But we'll see. We'll see. But yeah. I'm glad that we could chat about it. All right. Something also grabbed me. Do you think baseball needs sort of a fuzzy kind of image here? We're getting a lot of union stuff. Mike Trout talking, I'm not going to play. And we got Tony Clark talking about, revenue sharing and prorated salaries, and Manfred talking about all these crazy scenarios. Don't we need something warm and fuzzy about baseball right now?
Yes.
You know what
yes,
I mean?
Yes, we do. Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. And I also definitely understand the viewpoints of the players who are voicing their opinions and what Tony Clark has brought up as the union president. But it would be nice to have some good stories emerge from right now. And I think that the Giants have one that's gone under the radar with all of Gabe Kapler's coaching staff contributing to making virtual clinics available for youth in the Bay Area through the Junior Giants program. I think that was a really innovative idea and a nice warm and fuzzy story that might have gotten more coverage if it was, during spring training and they were making this available and there wasn't the coronavirus pandemic. But it's hard for some of these stories to emerge when there's so much news nowadays.
Yeah, I think I hate to say it. Now, Bud Selig has his credibility issues and steroids and everything else, but he didn't have email and he didn't text people and, you know what I mean? He did a little bit of double talking in baseball speak, but he at least could talk about, the game, so to speak. And, he didn't have these issues to deal with. But I think baseball needs an advisory committee or something of people who just want to talk about baseball and let them talk. Let them get out front. I don't know. That's just what I think.
Put a lot of the players who talk in a really smart way about the game, who are veterans.
Yeah.
You don't have to have your biggest stars out there, but I think of a guy like Jerry Blevins, who was in camp this spring, Marty. I mean, he's someone who baseball should be putting out in front and saying, look, this guy made it in our sport. He's not an elite athlete, but he is an incredible personality and someone who's used, I guess, a lot of his mental fortitude to stay in the game for so long. Have a mix of those guys with your stars out there and show that baseball's a more accessible sport and baseball's got bright characters in it, and to give those stories, because you want people who can speak about the game and do it in a glowing way. And I think about guys like that who have put in so much time and energy into the game and really should be highlighted by baseball. And maybe this is an opportunity for them to realize that.
Yep. I'm gonna make you the chairman of the new advisory committee. And I want you to find people and pay them in butter cakes from Original Joe's. And that's
exactly. That's, yeah. That's well, that we'd have 100% employment there.
By the way, John, I talked to John Dugan today, and he claims he was there. Handing out the meals the day that you and your dad were there when you claimed you didn't see him.
And, oh, really?
And he's got a bone to pick with you when he sees you. Yes.
Is this John Dugan Sr. or Jr.?
Jr., who will be on with us tonight.
Oh, yeah. No, I saw John Jr. Yeah, no. I thought you were asking me about John Sr.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm glad you clarified that.
That was where the breakdown was. No, John Jr. was great. He was out at the curb directing traffic, making sure everyone got their meals seamlessly, still having great conversation with everyone. No. That is my mistake.
Okay. All right. You're off the hook. Because he was going to cut off your supply of butter cakes. So I just wanted to tell you.
Well, I'm glad that we've got this straightened out, Marty, because I could not go through that pain.
All right. Do you watch any Korean baseball this week?
I have not. As someone who typically goes to bed before 9 o'clock, it's hard for me to stay up and catch it live. And I'm not someone to watch it on a replay. So I'll watch the highlights in the morning. And I love the bat flips. And I've liked the ESPN commentary over the games. And that's been enjoyable. But I have not watched, an inning at a time or something like that.
All right. Well, it's out there, and it's kind of a model, I guess, of what could be coming. So, we'll, you know, it's got that value to it.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure everyone in baseball is paying close attention to what they're doing over there.
So we'll see. So how's your week going? What's new with you?
Not much new. You know, staying busy, trying to make the most of this furlough period. And, you know, I've got 2 weeks left on it. And by the end, I hope to have a project completed that I hope to release and share with the world help some writers out there. But until I can commit to getting it done, that's, I have to speak vaguely about it.
Okay, this is the secret project.
Exactly, yes, yes.
Okay, all right. I want you working on the vaccine, too, while you're doing that.
Fortunately, there are people who are a whole lot smarter than me assigned to that.
All right, well, good to catch up with you. You know, your voice is very comforting to everybody in the Bay Area, and your heart is into it, into baseball, and into your job. And you represent a real segment of your demographic, of your age group, and people out there who are struggling to just get through this. And your upbeat attitude is always much appreciated, and I know the fans enjoy hearing from you.
Well, thank you so much, Marty, and I'm glad that you're still doing these shows because it's something that I really look forward to every week. I know that we get some great tweets from people who listen every week, and I just think that it adds an element of normalcy that is much needed right now. So I really appreciate you having me on and continuing the great discussions that we had in spring training and we'll have when baseball returns, too.
Yeah, we just need some more stories. So we'll mm-hmm. do our best to get through it until then. But as I said last week, I think by the end of next week, we will have something concrete to work with. And we'll see. We'll see what baseball comes up with. All right, Kerry, take care of yourself. And best to the folks. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks so much, Marty. Have a good one.
All right, that is Kerry Crowley.